Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
/9:23, you know, it's been too long. It's not, Dave, I don't know how long it's been since we've had this superstar on the show.
It has been a long time.
It's been months. The Blackhawks are going to honor Phil and Tony Esposito, Tony the better-looking brother, with its one more shift ceremony in the Game of the Blues next Wednesday, April 3rd at the United Center. One more shift is just a way to pay tribute to one of the all-time greats, and certainly Tony is that. Three-time Vezina Trophy winner. As the NHL's top goaltender, 70, 72, and 74, won the Calder Trophy in 70 as Rookie of the Year, holds a franchise record for career wins and shutouts, and he's a snappy dresser and a great guy.
Yes, he was. We talked to him on August 20th, 2018.
Has it been that long?
It is.
Wow. And Anna DeVlantis is with us as we say hi to our friend Tony Esposito. Good morning.
Hi, Steve. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, how about that for an introduction? Man, did I take care of you.
That was a little bit over the top, you know.
Tell everybody how you ended up being goalie. When you were kids, Phil, is it true Phil wouldn't let you play unless you were goalie?
Not really. Oh. We had two guys, my brother and I, when we had the ice in the backyard. Because we grew up in Canada and you could keep ice all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And we took turns a little bit, but he was the goalie one time and then I was. But what happened was there was no face masks. Nothing. So Phil sort of got shy and he didn't want to go on the goal anymore.
Phil said, I want girls to like me. I'm not going to have pucks hit me in the head.
So, Tony,
that was fun times.
Tony, how often do you get on skates, and how much are you looking forward to the one more shift?
Well, I don't think I'll have a problem. I rollerblade still and do all that kind of stuff.
Good.
And
good.
So, I mean, skating, I don't think it'll be an issue. But I'm going to go down in the morning and just put the equipment, and like they want me to use my oldest equipment from the early 70s and that.
Wow.
So I got to see if I can dig that up and get it up there and then put it on and skate with it. I think it'll be fun.
The mask, you have shown me the mask, one of the masks that you had on. This mask is basically a child's Halloween costume mask.
Unbelievable.
It's a thin sheet of plastic that didn't breathe, you know, your face would sweat. And I imagine when you got hit with a puck with that mask on, you felt it to the tips of your toes.
Well, it sort of like made you like almost like blank out, almost like your eyes you wouldn't see for a second. And it spread the impact so that you got cut, but it was on the bone.
Oh.
It was a true cut, and rather than a jagged cut like when you get hit in the face.
It's cleaner.
Without a mask.
Tony, talk about the how that's changed, what the goalies will wear over time, and how you've seen that evolve in the game, and what do you think about that? I mean, I can only imagine injuries that you got back in the day.
Well, I think it's a good idea. You don't give them as much protection as possible. And with the helmets and the cages now, I don't foresee any, you know, really major problems in the net, especially now with the nets. They come off. See, in the old days, they were ground into the ice, and they never moved.
That's the other thing people don't realize. They're on posts now, and they can pop off the posts.
Yeah.
And if a goalie's smart with his shoulder, he's getting the rush on. He'll throw his shoulder into the crossbar and pop that net right off. Sandberg.
But you know what happened, Steve, was they wouldn't run at the goalie as much in those days because, you know, you just move over a little bit and you hit the post and you break a leg or something.
It's insane. Oh, by the way, this is all sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business. Sandberg, the question comes from Lucas Eltoff from Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. And Tony, the question they have for you, and by the way, Lucas is going to get an autographed Chicago Blackhawks puck, courtesy of MB Financial Bank. What advice do you have for kids who want to play goalie? If you had a little kid that wanted to play goalie, what would you tell them now?
Well, first of all, I'd get them to play all positions and let them practice skating a lot, because the goaltender has to be a very good skater because your balance and all that. So learn your position, learn the different positions, and then make your judgment when you're, you know, 11 or 12 years old, if you really want to pursue that. But, you know, it's a sort of a lonely life, because either win or lose, and everybody blames you anyway. So,
Tony, the Blackhawks are going to open the season next year in Finland against the Philadelphia Flyers. By the way, they announced yesterday the tickets for the exhibition game in Berlin sold out in 19 minutes.
Wow.
And the game itself, the opener, in not in Finland, in Prague.
Right.
That game, they had 90% of the tickets already sold in a short amount of time. What do you think about that idea of going over? Of course, the Blackhawks did it in Finland previously, but going over there to open the season.
Well, I think it's only a positive for the NHL, because you spread your message around the world more. And Europe, you'd be surprised how hockey is very important to them.
Sure.
And then they're really involved with it. So I think that it's a good idea. We get public relations and see the quality of the team.
It's one more shift. The Blackhawks honoring Phil and Tony Esposito, top 100 of all-time NHL players. You know, the legends. By the way, Phil's the taller, less attractive one.
He's fine.
And you know what? It's going to be a great night, and I'm glad they're doing this, because I can't think of a better brother tandem. And knowing you like I do, and knowing your brother a little bit, I'm really happy for both of you.
Well, I think it's a great thing, not only for Phil and I, but for the fans, because,
sure,
you know, you get to see one more time. You get to remember it. You remember the 70s and 80s, and I think that's important, you know, for the fan base. And I just hope that I don't fall down.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're going to be just fine. And last question. Every time I've been talking to your old pals, the guys you played with and stuff, they say Tony would fan out his equipment in front of him, kind of a half circle of his equipment in front of him. The one thing you didn't want to do is touch it. Don't touch my stuff. Is that true?
Well, my preparation was my stuff was laid out right in front of me, and I never conversed with the other team or other players, because I was too focused on
getting your game face
on trying to get ready for the game. And the one thing I didn't want to do is get into the game and I'm not prepared mentally. Sure, you don't have good games sometime, but if you prepare mentally and I fail, then I accept it. But when you're not ready to play, that's when you make mistakes and get behind and
sure,
put your team in trouble.
So don't touch my stuff.
Just like Steve every
that's
morning
right
before the show.
I imagine you do that.
I'll see you guys next week. Congrats again, Tony.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you talking to me, and you know, just keep going, man.
That's it. Just keep going.
Just keep going.